Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
And you know this!
And you know
man.
This!
And you know man.
Real talk. This is where they do that at radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibe. Remember, you hearing this live one time, Thursday Smash, Real Talk, the number 347-934-0318 on where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists. We are live and direct, you with your boy, J-Dawg, and we get ready to take this to a whole nother level. You know what it is.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your man, Miz Dawg. Back for that fifth close-range mixcast. People have been sending some music, you know. A lot of new groups out of Beantown. Well, not new groups, new to me. Probably new to you. Sending their music in so we can play that shit. Hot underground shit. So make sure y'all hit up the comments. Show your love and support for the Beantown movement. Hit up that listener line, too. It's 206-888-2069. 206-888-2069. I need some comments. Y'all can leave shout outs too if you want to shout out your people. You know, say what's up, say anybody, what's up, whatever. Just hit it up. I can put that on the, you know, upcoming shows. That's what I'm trying to do, incorporate it into the shows, you know. So make sure you hit it up. You know, there's a lot of new shit going on in Boston. A lot of new teams, a lot of new groups, a lot of new music. What I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get it all together and put it on this podcast. The podcast goes worldwide, you know. So, also I'm debuting other, you know, other underground artists from other states, whatever, other countries. So, make sure if you got some hot shit, send it in. MizDawg1@yahoo.com. DAWG1@yahoo.com.
Divine children. My life's blindfolded, no love, cause I fold it. Molded by the corner and streets, we still hold it. Feel the cold, empty space in my chest that's hollow. Soaked up by the bottle, watch the wave with every swallow. My swagger, sharp dagger, hiding pain with master. Seek to capture the rapture, we love my disaster. My gang is bonafide, no need to qualify. Call me young homicide, we known for walk by. Lord, hear my cry, for I kill one of these niggas. Befriend me with envy, rattlesnakes still slither. Bitter full of venom, addendum to the fact that don't smile in your face, stab a nigga in the back. A matter of fact, I'm kids with the baseball cap. We packing 50 calories, wanting J play back. A superposition, black Willie don't listen. Have it your way, wheelchairs, final tap, every night.
I've never seen love, I'm mentally above. Politically correct, won't live me a smudge. Got a grudge against greed, won't break the cream. Still in love with drugs, big brother set me free. Life is death nowadays, so wrong in more ways that assure my survival with my rivals in my days. Amazed in the maze, book them, throw the keys away. Gloves and fit the kid, we like AC and OJ. Ain't around my accomplice, we got your dog nauseous. Nonsense, you lying, you gon' always see me prosper. Monster, transform from a baby in a walker. Talking from the side on me and you will have a problem. Next thing I offer, this street shit in Boston. In unison with older heads, look at me like your father. Posture aggressive, with brilliance to foster. Hip-hop origin, the streets, how you walking? Offense, love is like business. For caution, claim jumpers in the budget might make you dig your coffin. Big fishy, little fish, I stretch my power. Right forces in position, set up with get the power. I'm from a visible realm. No right can't tell when it's minor, deck minor, still the positive prevail.
Another chapter, fairy tales of gun. Clappers, ghetto bastards, niggas trained for the master. Motor code like plaster, guns that attack ya. I leave a disaster, Kodak can't even capture. And jail you PC like Dell, what a shame. You went in tattletale, dog, what happened to fame? The style's fabricated like hell, a van wet and lame.
ratchet. Wrong looking, catch it. Eggshells a hatchet. You think you can match it? You get backflip. Leave you hopping like a rabbit. I spit the semi-automatic like it's automatic. Very tragic. I disappear like magic. Move with tactic. At a speed of a coke addict. Stab your habit. I'm all cut those status. Bust the fever at you niggas that wanna get at. Wanna get at. Wanna get at. Wanna get at.
Looking for another way to survive. Be on the block, hustling, shaking the vibe. Swallowed by the bees, whole streets taking our lives. At 14, I caught the 8-ball. Now I'm no longer deprived. You had to love it, hit them all, balling inside. Hit off my main squeeze, now there's polo jeans, ducking a dive. Sky's the limit, fuck acting, shine, timid. We were born with no choice of living life. We in it, so live it up to the fullest degree. Get as grimy as you gotta get to pulling them jeans. Broke nights on the app, nobody's willing for me. Started stretching out my old money. But now time changes, rip mics, shooting for knees. With the 40 cal voice, fuck, sputin' you please. I send you back, you niggas packing while I'm shooting the breeze.
I ain't never seen love, I'm mentally above. Politically correct, won't live me a smudge. Got a grudge against greed.
Won't break the creed, still in love with drugs. Big brother set me free.
I ain't never seen love, I'm mentally above. Politically correct, won't live me a smudge. Got a grudge against greed.
Won't break the creed, still in love with drugs. Big brother set me free.
This honcho from Phelan, Jamaican the born, on the days of grief, the wisdom God, everything got to be complete, that go from knowledge to bone, knowledge to bone, knowledge to bone, and we making the knowledge being born, let me know the wisdom, gotta come from God, and the honcho to be complete, peace, 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 peace.
Behind the verb, this is rap sport. We make fans rush the court before the I write paragraphs to chronicle the hood life of bad boys. Your whole life is fabricated like I write paragraphs to chronicle the hood life of bad boys. Your whole life is fabricated like I write paragraphs to chronicle the hood life of bad boys. Your whole life is fabricated like a tabloid. You write rhymes full of lies and you sound fake. Your crew soft, I eat them niggas like a pound cake. Niggas be talking like they name Jose. So that fifth gets shoved in their face. Knees get wobbly, your heart be raced. Face get wet, breath get short, your mind racing. I can read your thoughts. You like tech, don't hit me, dog. My kids gon' miss me. I blow your wig out and toss the burner like a frisbee. I got no remorse. I hit your whiz, watch you with your kids. I make you understand how real this shit is. Pain and pistols, I curse your birth. You a son of a bitch. She gave you life, but I'ma give you the earth, give you the dirt. My P11 spit through the front of your shirt. I'm the epitome of putting in work. I'm coming hard, I ain't killing softly. The pump will get you off me. You faggot niggas is two ways like a walkie talkie. Smoking heavy on my haze head. Quick to raise lead, no legs. Hit the body, grave heads. I risk that balancing on the grave's edge. And cheat like narrowly missed the blade's edge. I'm a soldier, author of what your grave says. I murder y'all snitches before you say fed, nigga.
Yeah.
Where they do that at radio, nigga. Get your mind right, nigga. Get your mind right.
Hey,
yo, nowadays I don't even talk to dudes. Why should I? Knowing you could be the reason that I could die, I'd rather spark. Fuck a movie, that'll really be a man apart. I'm a man's heart. So imagine how many cannons I got. I'm the reason why they put new cameras on blocks in the hood. Anywhere you stand, you standing in a place where man has been shot. On the ass, spectators don't stand watch. They say that shit for the pussy ass cops. Fuck a fist while you get ox. Home brave, be more than local. Fast cars so we can peel on focal. See him gutter, kill him, build all on the logo. I'm bubbling, and it's hard to keep it on the low low. Soon, my team about to go global. If you ain't fucking with us, your ass is homo.
Fuckers love to talk, but I don't listen what they're telling me. Ready for Armageddon? Well, you better be, cause I am hot like my fatted dip, brain stuck in a fry pan. Vocabulary of possibilities right from the eye can. Democratically elected rappers, watch the tyrants. Got Q-tips, video chips, and the things is vibrant. Act after the comment, direct after the live in. Fry daddy, too fly, too high, crash when I land. My mind is mine, and inside it's paradise island. A permanent vacation, and I can take it slow. Think it ain't so, then I can make it so. Brain vacant, blow. First, when I tap toes, and half taken toe. I'm last PhD class, your first day vocational. Back in the days, I used to bang the chick from Haverhill. Don't remember her name, but I remember I used to bang it. So she screams out my name, top of her lungs, so all my neighbors know. Quickest stop, degree zero, couple of shades below. Coach is mad proud of me, like, way to go, you got it now. Lethal weapons, two strings, stepping, no getting out of bounds. Summertime, put the top down, bumping it right around. People in the back screaming loud and out. Screaming on the track, daddy rampant like a Mac, because I'm about to pop. Sick as to what you might call style, and there ain't no doubt about. Devil told me that if thou think it, then I'll shout it out. On a fuck your daughter campaign, and I'm going out the house. You hear the fucking bullshit coming out his mouth? I'm fry daddy.
Talk, you know what it is. Next week, we coming up the bat. We got my man H is doing his thing. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do that at radio.
A lot of things, hey, that you learn from. So, the same way you win, it's gonna be the same way you lose. Happy you change, Uncle Francis.
Why do they smoke this shit? I could care less, money is what my focus is. Shit, I'm trying to get the save over with. Cops lurking, so if I get caught, I'll serve a grip. Mid-December, so this hot block is cold as shit. Money's what I need, so what's ill is what I hope to get. I look at my clock as it approaches 6. One show short, but fuck it, it's more than most can get. So I'm out back to the house to mow this brick. I got rock, tree, and all the broken snips. I grind in the heat, and even when I'm frozen stiff. When they want it, they know where to go and sit. And they also know that they gotta get ghost by 6. Cause if not, the cops will lurk and approach them quick. Cause it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, baby. It's the block, it's the block, it's the block, I think it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block.
when I get out, I'm getting all my money back. 5 minutes past six and it was a wrap. Got caught on the block as I was moving crack. Shit, I fucked up, but I knew the officer, so I'm thinking in my head that I lucked up. I'm a dumb fuck. Wait, nah, a done fuck. I should've known that I couldn't trust that young fuck. I've been down for so long that I'm losing track. If it wasn't for that stupid rat, when I get out that Glock I have, shit, you know me, I'm using that. Say cheese, motherfucker, as I lose this track. Stop his face on the ground till it's blue and black. I don't give a fuck, I'm doing that. His face, I'm bruising that. And I even know why I choose to snap. It's the block, it's the block, it's the block, maybe it's the... I think it's the...
Christopher Wallace, also known as AKA Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. Many people who woke up to the news were shocked to hear that Brooklyn's native had died. You know what I'm saying? He was shot 4 times in the chest around 1 a.m. on March 9th, 1997. Do you remember where you are when you found out? Real talk, that's the question. That's what's up. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Because Biggie will always live on forever in the music. He'll always live on through his music, through his influence. Yo, he's still doing his thing today. You already know this. I'm going to take some callers right quick. After we drop this track, I'm going to give you that Ready to Die by my man Biggie Smalls. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah. You ready, motherfucker?
kill your ass.
I'm ready.
As I grab the Glock, put it to your head, chief. One in the chamber, the safety is off. Release straight at your dome holes. I want to see cabbage. Ziggy saw the savage. Doing your brain cells much damage. Teflon is the material for the imperial. Mike Ripper, girl stripper, the Henny Sipper. I drop lyrics off and on like a light switch. Quick to grab the right bitch and make her drive the cue. 45 blocks and checks are expected when I wreck it. Respect is collected, so check it. I got techniques dripping out my butt cheeks. Sleep on my stomach so I don't fuck up my seat. My shit is deep, deeper than my grave, G. I'm ready to die and nobody can save me. Fuck the world, fuck my moms and my girl. My life is played out like a Jerry curl. I'm ready to die. When I used to be a crook, doing whatever it took, from snatching chains to pocketbooks. A big bad motherfucker on the wrong road. I got some drugs, tried to get the avenue sold. I want it all, from the Rolexes to the Lexus. Getting paid is all I expected. My mother didn't give me what I want, what the fuck? Now I got a Glock making motherfuckers duck. Skin is real, and hungry's how I feel. I rob and steal because that money got that whippersnapper. Kicking niggas down the steps just for rest. Any repercussion leads to niggas getting wet. The infrared at your head real steady. You better grab your guns cause I'm ready. Ready. I'm ready to die.
No, we ain't gonna kill your ass yet. We're gonna make it suck.
In a sec, I throw the tech to your fucking neck. Everybody hit the deck. Biggie about to get some wreck. Quick to leave you in the coffin for slick talking. You better act like CC and keep on walking. When I hit you, I switch you to the white meat. You swung a left, you swung a right, you fell to the concrete. Your face, my feet, they meet. We're stomping. I'm ripping them seeds from Tallahassee to Compton. Biggie claws on a higher plane. Niggas say I'm strange, deranged, because I put the 12 games in your brain. Make your shit flatter. Mix the blood like batter, then my pocket gets fatter after the hit. Leave you on the street with your neck slit down your backbone the way your motherfucking feet trip. The shit I kick, rip it through the vest. Biggie Small passing any test. I'm ready to die. I'm ready.
Time to go. We gon' put you out to misery, motherfucker.
Niggas tell me know what time it is. The notorious one in full effect. 93.
Lay me down to sleep.
Yeah.
Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Cause I'm ready to die.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All y'all motherfuckers come with me, y'all.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Bad boy fam.
Real talk. Always and forever, nigga.
I don't want to see no crying at my funeral.
Real talk. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do that at radio.
You got knocked the fuck out, man. Give me my goddamn money. The payback's a motherfucker, ain't it? Never.
Yo, real talk, this is where they do to that radio where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And the question for the day is, do you remember where you were when you found out, you know what I'm saying, the news of when Biggie was gunned down, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know what I'm saying, an artist who definitely perpetuated and paved the way for a lot of what we hear today, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it was, you know, back in 1997, March 9th to be exact, around 1 a.m., this is when my man was gunned down four times in the chest, you know what I'm saying, and the rest became history, you know, and so, yo, I'm definitely opening the phone lines to see what's up, seeing what's happening for you, the fans of hip-hop, for you, the fans of the true the true music that's definitely out there. Yo, we want to hear from you. We want to see what's up. We want to see what's happening. We want to know what's good. You know what I'm saying? The number's 347-934-0318. We're going to definitely get it crack-a-lacking up here on Where They Do That at Radio. And like I said before, man, I can tell you perfectly where I was on that day. You know what I'm saying? I was out there, and you know what I'm saying? Actually, I was coming home for a funeral. And, you know, we was out doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? And when the news came out that night, you know, it was, like, crazy, you know, because, like, niggas didn't want to believe that one of hip-hop's biggest influences was gone like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just really pretty much just revamped from the whole thing with Pac, you know what I'm saying? Then it was like, when this shit popped off, it was, like, crazy. But you know what I'm saying? It took all that for us to come back to the roots of where hip-hop truly needs to be and where it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? You hear me say all the time on Where They Do That Radio, the artist, you as an artist have a fiduciary duty to your listeners. You know what I'm saying? So real talk, I'm definitely opening up for questions. You know what I'm saying? I want to definitely get your comments. I want to find out what's up, what's happening, where you doing it at, or Where They Do That Radio. So hit us up at 347-934-0318. Definitely let us know what's good. Definitely let us know what's up and what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run one more track, come back, go to the call lines and see where you're doing it at, because, yo, we definitely got to feel you. We definitely got to hear you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this entire broadcast is being redistributed on Dish Network Channel 3. You know what I'm saying. In the building. Sirius Radio is going to pick it up as well. So, yo, definitely, if you want to be famous, you need to call in, get your shout out on, do what you do, because it's definitely getting ready to go down. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these young G's doing what they do. You already know what it is. You just got to hit me up. Let me know what's up, what's happening, so we can definitely keep it trill. You know what I'm saying? And definitely doing our thing. Yo, I'm going to send this one out to them niggas in the 91 Deuce. This is them Deadly Gets. Real talk. The track is called The Air Out. Remember, you're hearing this live on Where They Do That Radio.
Yeah. Delegates, yeah. Southside Division 1, 9-1, Marsh Money Music. C-Post, stand up, man. Hey yo, I'm sitting in the crib dreaming about big blunts for Kush. Haha, got. I'm riding hooks, get a check quick. See these niggas, they on some shit. Said bullets got popped, said niggas is loading clips. This home invasion, niggas get your cams up. 80 to your crib before a nigga pull your slips up. Nah, I ain't trying to give shit up. Nigga hit my crib, he better have his whole shit tough. Teflon, bomb proof, something for the arms too. Shit, I'm hitting legs too, nigga gon' come through. I ain't never pussy, you don't know me, don't talk to me. I can get you touched by a nigga for an OZ. Nah, see I'm cool, see a OG. Niggas be mad cause they hoes say I'm sexy. Know what I know, don't leave that bitch next to me. Hitting all kind of chicks. Black ones, Becky, yellow ones, slim chicks, never plus sizing. I don't do big girls, please stop crying. Niggas spit a lot of shit, most be lying. Check into they past, man, them niggas start crying. Thought we was cool, damn, why tight tripping? Talking about my baby mom, homie, come and fix them. We can get it suits up, hand to hand, big stuff. Spit it in your rhymes, but real life, you more. Who what? Who them niggas talking about? What just happened? I ain't getting hit when these niggas start clapping. I see it in your DNA, these niggas acting. Everybody body niggas, everybody's trapping. Catch me Oscars, they so Denzel. Catch them in the street, they like, oh no hell. See, y'all actors, benefactors. Y'all bred from fuck niggas, y'all bastards. Fuck niggas, your whole season's ass backwards. Nerve of you niggas, see your shit's not attractive. Nah, point serve, bitch, racket. Tear you should fear when your boys start rapping. None sold but platinum. Put me in the room with some beats and I'm at J-Dawg, where they do that at? I'm out of space and the cabin. Star Trek. You wanna battle, need a feature, nigga, fall back. Cause the game airtight. Reynolds rap. You niggas baby, Similac. I heard we had a king, nah, surrender that. You want the king, see I got the grown Simba tat. I'm in my little shop of horror, I sell crack.
so pure, it's guaranteed they be coming back. Cause my shit pop back, sits and flat. Everything these niggas even spit is whack. I'm at the stove with a pack, bring it back. Yeah, you drove this in rental black. I'm the army, where I go, I leave a fucking shack. That's a crib, that's a lair, some say it's shelter. Why you mad? It ain't my fault, nobody ever felt you. Fuck, niggas. That's just a blast off. Division 1, March Money Music. Delegates.
Them delegates, real talk. This is real hip hop, ladies and gentlemen. All y'all don't know, like I said, you are locked into the urban experience like never before. Get it on the flow. The question for the day, yo, VW, you riding with me, man?
Oh, yeah, J-Dog, I'm out here.
Hey, I was down there, man. I'm hitting him with the question for the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this was, you know, basically the day that really shook hip-hop up, man. You know what I'm saying? 14 years ago, days, my man, he was in that. You know what I'm saying? Question of the day, if you remember where he was at, we got the, you know, man. Hey, real talk, hey, hip-hop fans all across the United States, all across, and I'm saying I'm not trying to put more shine on Biggie than Pac, so I'll send them type of email because, yo, I'll really let you have it on that. But real talk, what I'm saying is this right here. You know what I'm saying? The industry took a major change when Pac died and when Biggie died. You know what I'm saying? It took a major change. So all I'm saying is that, man, can my fans really let me know what's up and what's happening? Can you remember that? Because if you can remember that, then you can really understand where hip-hop is truly going, you know what I'm saying? Yo, VW, you remember where you was at when you got the news about Biggie, man?
Yes, I was at school.
I feel you.
I was in 10th grade.
Wow. Wow.
And we were like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
But I was also a part, a huge part of the people that had their conspiracy theories as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got scared after Pac died.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and that's real. That's real, you know what I'm saying?
I was thinking, who died first? Was it Pac?
Yeah, Pac died first.
Right, we were scared for Biggie then.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
When the news came, it was kind of like, damn, did we speak this shit into existence, or is hip-hop that real?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And you're speaking from a large group of people that's definitely in that same age.
I represent a whole lot of hip-hop lovers. I'm talking about people that graduated from 90s R&B.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tribe Called Quest. Digital
there you
Underground.
Go. There
I'm
you go.
I'm representing them type of people.
Exactly.
And we were like, oh, my God. So then it became a whole, it became something to follow. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to see where everybody turned detective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You NYPD.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that?
That's right.
Oh my God, it's hard to talk about Biggie passing.
I know. I mean, you know, it brings back some memories. But, you know, it's meant for us to just really wake up to the fact that how hip-hop has become, how real it's become, and how much of a major influence it has been since that incident. And see, this is the point. You know, if you can remember how hip-hop was before that, and remember
right.
how hip-hop
saying,
has...
That's why it gets hard. You know, it gets real hard to talk about. Because it was like the day hip-hop changed.
That's right. That's right. It totally changed. You know, it changed from a marketing perspective. It changed from an industry perspective. It changed.
Right.
It changed a lot.
Never been the same since.
Exactly. Exactly. And
it was
you
like
know,
the death of those two rappers exposed all the rat,
mm-hmm.
all the scams,
mm-hmm.
all the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it was just like, dang, you gotta. We used to have a saying. I don't know if y'all remember this. I know y'all probably do. Keep your grass cut short. Remember that?
That's right. You gotta keep your grass cut short.
All kinds of stuff. It was like an epiphany.
That's right. That's right. And you know, and the epiphany now that is brewed from the death of both of these great artists is that hip hop has become more tangible than ever to anyone who can grab it and get caught up into the whole culture experience.
Right.
And so, you know, this would leave these artists that you're hearing on Where They Do That Radio with a major duty. They have the greatest opportunity in the world because with these two icons being in the game and doing what they've done and opened so many opportunities, it has basically brought the entire game full circle. So now, you know, it's really up to these guys and women, for that matter, that's in hip-hop right now, to really understand where hip-hop originated from and where it needs to be. Because, you know, it's still a lot of stuff in the game. And I've been talking to a lot of artists, you know, through and through the last couple of weeks and for the last couple of months, you know, really about the integrity of where it needs to be. And so this is what's up. But, yo, I'm looking for more callers. I'm looking for artists to call in. Definitely give me the 411. I definitely want your feelings on the whole situation, because you being in this industry, representing it to the fullest, yo, I definitely want to hear from you and find out really what's good, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, that's what the fans need to hear, you know what I'm saying? On Where They Do That Radio, we stride and pride ourselves on keeping it real, keeping all the way 100. So we definitely want to hear from the artists. We want to hear from you, the fans, you know what I'm saying, to see what's up. See,
and I want to hear everybody's favorite Biggie quote. I got mine. I'll start it off for y'all. Well, I got a couple, but
okay.
I'll start it off. Go ahead, J-Dog. If you get finished, I'll tell them what my quote is.
Okay, well, I tell you what, man, you know what I'm saying? That's a good note. You know what I'm saying? In terms of kicking it off, I think everybody should definitely pay homage to my man, Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying? And for that matter, any of the fallen artists, you know, that have come, you know, since him and before and beyond, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to pay homage to these guys. We got to pay homage to all the young women as well. You know, I'm not trying to leave nobody out. Hip-hop is way bigger than just a fad. It's not going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? It's only going to get bigger and better. But it's only going to get bigger and better as long as we're able to keep into it the components that made it the great thing that it is now. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, what's your biggest quote? What's your favorite?
One of my favorite ones comes from the Notorious B.I.G. You're nobody till somebody kills you. So my quote is, I'm big dangerous. You're just a little vicious. Y'all remember that?
Okay, yeah. I feel that. I remember that. That's what's up.
Like, I'm big dangerous. You're just a little vicious. Man, Biggie was the man. Point blank,
man. He came in the dough. You know what I'm saying? Waving the 4-4. All you heard was popping.
Hey, can I get a baby from everybody?
Hey, y'all know what it is. Yo, this is hip-hop. This is Where They Do That Radio, man. Hit me up. Let me know what's up, what's happening. I'm going to take a caller right quick before we jump back into this thing, see what's up, seeing what's good. Yo, caller number one. Yo, what's up? Caller number one. The last four digits is 4631. If that's you, you definitely in the building. You know what I'm
what
saying?
It 20 do.
Is strong. What it do? Who we got checking in on Where They Do That Radio?
Man, this your boy, Mister. I'm checking in live from Alabama. I'm representing JGE of Southern Empire. You know, we checking in, trying to get with you. You know, we trying to get it in. What's up, man? My favorite quote from Biggie would have to be, I love it when you call me Big Papa. You know what I'm saying?
Hands down.
That's it.
I'm telling you, man, real talk, man, hey, Biggie was the man, you know what I'm saying? Pac was the man also. All I'm saying is, man, yo, if you living and breathing hip-hop, man, you got to know where it all came from. And all I'm saying is, man, yo, definitely, you know, yo, I've been hearing a lot of talk about you, misters, you know what I'm saying? I got some new joints we definitely going to drop on tonight before the night is done. You got the fans' attention, so you know what I'm saying? Tell them what they can expect from you coming in 2011 with this mixtape that's getting ready to drop, man.
All right. First off, we got my boy Young C, Block Party Mixtape, new single. I'm trying to get what I deserve, featuring your boy Mister. Then I got my mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? I got my new single, We Know How to Party, mixtape named Third Year Freshman, and we getting it in big, you know what I'm saying? We doing it. We out here grinding. We trying to get what we deserve, and that's money, and we trying to get it. So if you're sleeping on us, it's time to wake up, you know.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, because you know what I'm saying? Hey, talent goes a long way, and all I'm saying on Where They Do That Radio, now that you on Where They Do That at Radio, man, We finna definitely let you know what's up and what's happening. This is the urban experience like never before. And when I say that, man, yo, you're going to hear all kind of shit on Where They Do That Radio. But it's all going to be real. And definitely the music's going to be banging. So all I'm saying is, yo, 22 million fans cannot be wrong. So if you up in this thing representing it, yo, get ready for a ride on the wild side, bro. That's real talk. So we cannot wait to definitely hear it. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop the joint on them. The track is called Trying to Get What We Deserve. And I'm going to definitely feature that joint tonight, live, world exclusive, on Where They Do That At Radio. But this definitely is real, you know, so this is a very special show. We got brand new artists coming through, and we want to hear from everybody in terms of just how your take was, you know what I'm saying? You know, the same question goes out to you, man. Yo, mister, can you remember where you was at when you heard the news about Biggie, man?
Man, I was real young. But you know what? I believe I was with my pops, man, because he was a real big Biggie fan, and he put me on Biggie, and that's what I grew up on. And when I heard that, man, just being as young as I was like, dang, what they going to do now? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What they going to do now?
Exactly. You know, that's real. You know, and like my girl said, I know there's a lot of fans that feel the same way. It was at that point, you know, Pac was like the preset. So everybody, like you said, you know, was already had their suspicions. But when it was like, when Biggie got popped, then it was like, hip-hop became something so much bigger than just music that you vibe to. It became something that was caught up in. It was in your blood.
Yeah.
It was in you.
Yep, it did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it became a lifestyle.
It's amazing,
man,
because that's where all the other hip-hop artists before the Shenanigans, Q-Tip and all them, that's what they were, Nas, those types of people. That's what they were trying to get you to do, feel the music. It took for some of our icons to die.
That's before people start really feeling it.
I mean, that's a debatable statement, but it's
kind of
true.
Right.
It's kind of true, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely real, and it's definitely relevant, you know what I'm saying? People got to realize, you know what I'm saying?
The music did have a meaning.
It meant to spark a certain level of emotion and enthusiasm. It's just like, but, you know, we prided ourselves and stood this day. Hip-hop is just music. It's a culture. It breaks all black and a white thing. You know, I know white boys that know more lyrics than the brothers I know on the corner. I know folks across seas that can't speak English, but they know the hip-hop lyrics.
That's because those people study the craft.
There you go.
Yeah.
Study the craft.
There you go. And that's
those type of people actually matter.
That's right. So that's what
makes real fans.
Exactly. And that's what makes it real. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, yo, we're going to drop that world exclusive joint on them. So do not, yo, miss, I don't want you to go nowhere. Yo, let them fans know what's happening, how they can get at you, man.
All right, check this out, man. We on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Third Year Freshman. Then Young C on there. Young C from the Borough. All us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Polo. We getting it in around here. JGE of Southern Empire. We connected. Going worldwide, expanding. Now what you going to do? Yeah.
There you go. Now what's up? He letting you know what's up.
I'll follow you right
that.
Now. Now I suggested everybody
do that. All right, do that.
Now what's up? Then what we finna do right here, I'm going to give him a little bit of that block part before I hit him with that new joint and finna let everybody know, yo, this is Where They Do That Radio. Yo, artists, fans, let me know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we gonna pay homage to my man Biggie in a major way doing it Where They Do That Radio style. So I want to hear from you. I want to know what's up. Can you remember where you was at when you got the news? And give me your favorite Biggie quote. Remember, it's on Where They Do That Radio where you locked in live to the urban experience like never before. You better ask somebody. Real talk, you know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Hey,
y'all see, at the block party. And if you wanna find me, I'm in the hood grind, huh? You already know. Oh, girl, don't. Big on the run.
Young C Block Party, real talk. Yo, we got some exclusive joints coming from my man Young C and Mr. Before the Night Is Done. But yo, we gotta pay homage to the man of the hour, definitely holding it down. Who we talking about? We talking about my man Biggie. This track is called Spit Your Game. Real talk, yo, holler at me when you hear this track.
Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas on your face. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas on your face. We need your clip, get the right one. Step that run, got the right one. We need your clip, get the right one. Step that run, got the right one. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas on your face. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas on your face. We need your clip, get the right one. Step that run, got the right one. We need your clip, get the right one. Dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Club that sends that lot of bus. It's strange to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. Suddenly counting in Benjamin. Niggas, you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you. Been in shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So far beef with you know who. Fuck a few female stars or two. And I'm blue like, niggas blue like my shit. Not to be fucked with. Motherfuckers better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love the buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, shit the name. No aspirations, quit the game. Spit your game, talk your shit. Grab your gat, call your clip. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got the fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Spit your game, talk your shit. Grab your gat, call your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit. Grab your gat, call your clip. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas, call your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas, call your clip. We don't clip, hit the right one. Tap that weed, got the light one.
Ladies and gentlemen, make a money living marvel up. Think I would trust. Don't too many niggas wanna side with us. Got big guns and a car with us. What's it any motherfucker I can hide with us? They really wanna show you what a VIB. I'd rather be different room in your VIP. If you hear the music, it'll be by me. Twisted with the legendary nigga B.I.G. Brooklyn and K-Town. When you checking out the flow, you know what's going rain with persistence. Two legends on the same track. Two different planes of existence. Let's get it cracking, I love the bus flow. Hit it from the back, cause I love the bus ho. Spin it for the city, I love Chicago. Calico's bus, I love the bus ho. You see
think you can spit on the mic like you Biggie, your flow just as steady as I. Shit is real, you know you love them, you ain't got ready to die. Life after death, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Saturday after, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Cause the shit a kid deep, so I carry big heat. Human, come and get me, Twista and Biggie on the Swizz beat. Swizz meals, I love to make one. All these cars, I love to ride one. All these hoes, I love to cut one. My tribute to Big, I love to bust one.
Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, got the light one. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, got the light one. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Beat your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, got the light one. Beat your clip, hit the right one.
In the middle of an armor, bring niggas more drama than they baby mama. Take them on the battle with a bomb, ya. One man, but attack like a pack of Hokana, like terracotta. Niggas always ready for the bomb, they don't really wanna take a nigga down. We get in the middle, then we finish with a minute with the venom of a nigga with a sick hoe. We would never switch, oh no, you niggas in the trouble. Somebody better call Popo. It's gonna be murder when I get to serving them bourbon.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all heard of me. We spit a killer nigga word to me. And I'm classic like bird and magic with a tactic. It's a snatch, it's rap back, it's stacks and jack them. The devil don't have random, we never gonna stop random. Send a hard to get ransom. Put it up in your magic, catch the man in fast and cannon. Niggas ain't ready for this one, cause I'm on a mission to get even better. Believe it, I'm heavily heated, it's easy to see me. If you wanna see me, let that be the reason.
Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Tap that wheel, got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Tap that wheel, got the light one. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Bitch, your game, talk your shit. Grab your gun, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Tap that wheel, got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Tap that wheel, got the light one.
You just heard the sounds of the King of New York,
King of New York.
B.I.G.
B.I.G.
It's only one crown.
Always and forever, you know what it is. That's my man B.I.G. holding it down, spit that game. Real talk on Where They Do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do. And like I say before, man, it is what it is. So y'all know my number 347-934-0. Yes, Jeffrey, you know I'm gonna get it right. I'm gonna keep talking. Everybody know what's up and what's happening, man. Real talk. We want to definitely hear from you, the fans. We want to hear from the artists. We want to know what's up with that. You know what I'm saying? We're my man, B.I.G. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, but you know, that hip hop did fall. You know what I'm saying? It was shortly after, you know, what was gunned down that we lost Biggie. And I think that's when the whole thing really became something different. But you know what I'm saying? And so right now, you know what I'm saying? I definitely hear from you. I want to see what's up. I want to see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know my number, so we're going to go to the call lines. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. I got some new joints. I'm going to definitely jump in here. So don't worry about that. I got you, man. I got you. But no, I want to definitely hear from the fans. Yo, keep in mind, the broadcast is being redistributed worldwide. 18 million households. Dish Network, Sirius Radio in the building with your boy Jake Dawg. You got your girl B-Dub riding shotgun. You know what it is. Let's see what's up, B-Dub. Let's see who we got out there. See what's good. Let's get it. Yo, caller number two. Caller number two. You already know what the business is. Yo, the last four digits is 0087. You definitely up in the building, man. Who we got checking in on Where They Do to that radio?
What's going on, Brother Jay?
Hey, man, holding it down. What's up with you? Yo, Philadelphia checking in, man. What's good with you?
Ain't too much, man, but y'all got a beautiful topic going on tonight.
Definitely, definitely, man. Beautiful topic, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Yo, putting the question out there, because you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks, you know, they some folks can't remember where they were when they got the news. A lot of folks can't, but yo, same question applies to my man H. Is you, do you remember where you was at when you heard the news about my man Biggie, man?
I can honestly say that I do not remember, but I was a major Pac fan, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can't even really quote anything that Pac said, but I can quote something that Biggie said because I remember I was walking to my homie's house, and I had to stop and actually really think about it. I had to rewind it because I had a nice little CD player, you know what I'm saying?
And he said, uh-huh.
So I'm like, hold on, I don't want to miss this. Let me take it back a little bit.
Okay, okay.
And he was like, he said, like, two dicks with no chick. Find yourself in serious shit. And I was true. Like, what? Did he really say that? I'm like, yo,
okay.
Let me take this back. So that was my favorite joint, man. I remember that till this day.
Definitely. I'm telling you, man, yo, my man definitely had a way with words. He had a way to definitely reach you in a way where it made you, just like my man H just said, man, Biggie would say some shit, man, that would make you like, yo, you had to rewind that shit back to be like, yo, did he really say that? And that's, you know what I'm saying, yo.
That's what we said, the secret commandments, right?
I have no idea. I just remember it was on, what was it,
It like said blood and something don't mix, like two dicks and no bitches.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. That's what it was. It was the crack commandments. Real talk, man. Hey, real talk. We definitely got some Biggie fans up in here. Yo, real, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what
side
of the
fence. I'm a major big fan too, man. Not just to put all the light on Tupac, but I remember after the little casino fight or whatever, I felt like something crazy was going to happen after that because they had all that stuff on the news and everything, you know what I mean? And then couple hours later, it actually happened.
Exactly,
so,
you know. And, you know, and that's...
Everybody was like, you know, we felt Pac was invincible. We really did.
Yeah.
And with Pac being murdered, like I said, everybody instantaneously, once they said that Tupac was there, we instantaneously feared for Biggie, instantly.
Yeah, I know. I remember feeling the same way, too.
He looks foolish.
I just can't remember what happened when he died.
I know that notorious interview by the pool with Biggie.
Yep.
He looks scared. I don't know what.
Exactly. You know, it's a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I ran this stuff back in December, you know what I'm saying? And for all y'all who don't know, man, please go back to the archive files. Go to SP Network. I ran a whole documentary on Biggie, Pac, the whole nine yards. And, you know, and I leave it open for the listeners and the viewers to really make their own conclusion. But, you know, pretty much it's just like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, hip-hop has gotten way bigger than what it originally started at, and it's a beautiful thing now. You know what I'm saying? We just got to just understand where it came from in order for us to know where it's going. You know, that's definitely real. That's real, you know what I'm saying? So I want all the fans to definitely, you know, contribute your part, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's up because we want to hear from you, man. You know what I'm saying? The world want to hear from you. We want to know what's up and what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, just to let you know, H, I got you, man. I found that joint, so, yo, I'm going to definitely drop it up in here. We got a lot of folks on the line. We got a lot of thoughts. We're going to definitely keep it trill up in there. So, man, you already know what it is. I'm going to take another call right
now. That's a perfect reminder, too, that when you spit your lines, just focus on what you talk about because you can bring it to life.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean? Like Tupac and Biggie definitely brought that death to life.
That's right. You know, it's power. How they say, you know, what I'm saying it's power in the word
don't
of tongue.
Don't they offer classes on the theology behind Tupac? Like I don't know really the words that I'm looking for, but isn't there some classes that you can take in like these performing art schools and everything? Don't they have
Yes, they do. They
Chicago, do. Dog, you're probably more familiar with what I'm trying to say. But there's classes now where you can actually take up and study.
Exactly.
The mind state of certain poets. And I think Tupac is one of them.
Tupac is one of them, you know. Man, I'm going to tell you how deep it is, man. Every great mind, like we have Socrates, we have Aristotle, we have a lot of folks, quote-unquote,
right,
Greek
exactly.
mythology, you know, that have a certain level of influence in terms of, you know, psychology that a lot of people study.
Right.
And Pac became a great mind that now young men as well as women can study. You know, matter of fact, Morehouse is dedicating a whole segment, you know, when especially during the Black History Month and throughout the entire year, a whole entire curriculum where you can study, you know, a lot of these great mindsets. Because keep in mind, Pac was a scholar because he did a lot of reading. He did a lot of influence. Before he became Tupac the rapper, Tupac was an individual in the community telling us, you know what I'm saying, get out the hood, stop selling dope, stop doing this, stop doing that, because he grew up with a parent that was in the Black Panther struggle.
Brenda's got a baby last night on some rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Man, telling
you. Hey, for the fans that's out there, got Netflix. Go on Netflix and type in Tupac, and then you can type in Biggie. I'm not sure what's on Biggie, but Tupac.
Well, now you'll be able to do it on SP Network, too. Just go
exactly.
type in Tupac, type in Biggie, because we're linked to all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was behind the scenes or whatever while he was in jail, and he was talking about a lot of stuff that's been going on in his mind. Talking
exactly.
about how he feels he's
going to
die.
Something. Like, exactly. He definitely. Because, see, man, you know what I'm saying? They saw really what we didn't see, but they was trying to tell us through their music really what the business is. So I definitely feel that, man. Yo,
the only freedom of speech they had to do it. Think about it now. Think about the era we're talking about.
That's right. Think about the area that we're talking about. You're right. We got.
And now
we got,
you can turn on the mainstream whoop de woo and see whatever hot hardcore rapper is out now, because hardcore rap is commercial and it's a joke.
Okay.
But it's very well still alive and still the same in the urban community. Let me just go ahead and put it out there.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and put it out there, V-Dub.
Y'all adding it to behind y'all movies and all this and that. We got kids getting shot in the back of the head, drive-bys going on. I live in a metro city. I live in Atlanta.
Exactly.
You know, they riding dirty to this craziness.
Exactly.
That the mainstream is just pumping out, not even screening the lyrics. Hey, you got 1 million followers? Cool, let's put you out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Youngest is going out there doing that shit, thinking that you know, the person that's rapping
it. Because music is alive, y'all. It's so real. Just think about that. People listen to music through headphones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the raw uncut just bumping in your ears.
Exactly. It's subliminal, man. It's
subliminal,
man.
Like a man, Edward Nygma.
Hey, that's real. Hey, real talk. Hey, yo, B-Dub said it.
Hey, she dropping
knowledge. Hey, she dropping it, but that's what I'm talking about.
I'm a hardcore hip-hop fan, y'all. That's all. It's just my opinion.
I feel, you know what I'm saying? But it's real. Yo, H, man, hold the line, man, because, yo, this next dude I'm finna bring on the air, man, yo, I'm definitely, I know he's probably cracking up what he just heard B-Dub say, but it's real. It's definitely real. That's what's up. Yo, H, hold the line, man. Hold the line. Yo, definitely see what's up. That's what's up. Hey. Real talk. Yo, VW, you saying some real shit now. You saying some real shit.
Hey,
yo,
live it.
Hey, that was
something. This is not a joke, you guys, when you call in. Yeah, we shut the job, fun and games, but like I said, it's very much alive. I got 3 black men that I'm raising myself. Yes, VW. So
that's right. That's what's up. Hey, real talk. Hey, I got a call on the line. I know he definitely got something to add to that, man. Yo, real talk. Yo, caller number five, you are live. The last 4 digits is 6992. You know what it is. You know what it do. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Yes, Mr. COR, man. You know, I'm sitting back here relaxing, listening to the talk, man.
Definitely.
What's going on, man?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, man. Real talk. Being an artist in the NYC, this is my man Corey Flute doing his thing. Yo, you know the topic of discussion tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're paying homage to my man Biggie. You know what I'm saying? We're paying homage to hip-hop totally. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, just your thoughts, man. Being a young man, having the influence you have with your fan base and doing the type of music you're doing, can you remember where you was at when you heard the news about Biggie?
Off top, I think I probably was at my grandpa's crib, but I know that my mom's called me and told me that it happened. Nobody else told me, it was my mom, because she was listening to the radio, and she heard it, and then she called me up and was like, yo, Biggie died, and whatever. I'm like, oh, word, that's crazy, so it was like a real big impact. Everybody was kind of shocked when that happened.
Definitely. Now, being an artist that's from the NYC, seeing it from the inward and outward and doing what you do and the influence, the type of music that you put out there, what kind of influence would you say Pac as well as Biggie has had on this industry?
I'd have to say, well, you know, from just looking in, you know what I'm saying, and hearing everybody else's opinion, Biggie would be more of the you wanna get your ass popping, you know what I'm saying, shake your ass type of shit. He was a more materialistic dude, but it was still real, you know what I'm saying? He still kept it real for the niggas. He wanted to speak for the average nigga from New York, you know what I'm saying? And that's what he did. He spoke for the average, you know what I'm saying, black man from New York. You know what I'm saying? That his daily routine of life and things that black man goes through in New York. That's why Big was the king in New York. You know what I'm saying? But Pac, on the other hand, I feel Pac was more universal with his. Just more across the board with it. If you're looking for lyrics, you know what I'm saying, and how hot a nigga gonna spit, you know that Biggie melody is crazy. You know that Biggie gonna say some punchlines to you. But you know also that Pac gonna say some real shit to you, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So one of my hardest lines still to this day is, no man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. You know what I'm saying? So things like, when you hear something like that, it's like, damn, what you mean? Like, damn, like, what that man done went through? But that's real shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's just my opinion. I felt that Pac bought it from, he bought it from a whole nother angle, and Biggie bought it from a whole nother angle. He bought it from a New York, you know what I'm saying, a New York gritty dude, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. Brooklyn's hustler's mentality. So that's how he bought it, you know what I'm saying? And they both great artists, and the whole industry has changed tremendously since that happened.
Definitely, definitely, yo, because we feel the same way, man. Yo, hip-hop is alive and well. It ain't going nowhere. And, you know, I think, just like we were saying in the beginning, when both instances occurred and when they happened and when they passed and then smoke cleared and everyone was able to kind of really just digress and soak it all in terms of what happened, a fire got lit and the industry became something way different than what everyone on the outside expected. You know what I'm saying? It became a living, breathing culture that people right now, to this day, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you guys, man. When I listen to you guys on Where They Do to That Radio, whether you realize it or not, I see the same type of change taking place in the next 5 to 10 years with the course of a lot of you guys in terms of what you do with your music and the method behind it. The drive that's getting you to the point of where you are now. All of these bumps and bruises and things that you take along the way and where you go perpetuates you to the man or woman that you will become in this industry. And so it really, you know, it's kind of like we get the best opportunity in the world to really see it all start. And you know what I'm saying? And an artist like yourself being in New York, seeing it how it goes down on the day-to-day, and then having a lot of influence through Where They Do to That Radio, other artists through Last FM, things of that sort, you know, fans really need to, you know, to hear from you guys and really know really the mindset and the perspective of what it really takes to really, you know, take it to the next level. Because, you know, hip-hop is real, man. Hip-hop is real. It's real. It's not going anywhere. And like I said before, man, yo, to me, hip-hop definitely changed when we lost two of the great ones, man. That's real talk.
One bullet. I just wanted to add that. One bullet, y'all. Not nine times. One.
That's right. One bullet, man. That's real. That's real. You know, because that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, yo. The music, one thing about the music, it makes you immortal. I want you to remember that, yo. Embed that in your brain. Write it down. Do what you got
to
do.
Definitely. And that's what Pac was trying to tell niggas, like, I'm a mortal, can't kill me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my words are here. My energy is here. Like, you can't kill me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he meant. Immortal thug, you know what I'm saying? Immortal, you know what I'm saying? That's what he meant. Mm-hmm. He ain't gone, you know what I'm saying? The spirit, his energy is still here. People bump that every day. That's right.
It makes you immortal. So, man, this is what's up. This is what's happening. Hey, remember, you guys are getting this live on Where They Do to That Radio, where we're spitting the flame and changing the game. Yo, we're paying homage to the greats all at the same time, Where They Do to That Radio style. Real talk, man. Yo, do not go anywhere. Yo, if you just tuning in, you just getting locked in, you catching one hell of a show. Real talk on Where They Do to That Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these artists doing what they do. And like I said before, man, yo, we have so much to be thankful for these artists definitely doing what they do. And all I want everybody to realize right here and now is that because of what they've done and what they created, man, the world is your oyster. It is, you know what I'm saying? They can say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do and try to paint hip-hop whatever shade of color they want to. One thing they can't do is they can't kill it. They can't get rid of it. And right now, the real truth of the matter is they can't live without it.
Right, since they couldn't beat us, they had to join us.
That's real. They had to join us. So real talk, man, that just gives you something to grow on, something to think about. Man, real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about the urban experience. I'm going to hit you with some more joints right quick. Get back into the rotation. Yo, Fluke, I appreciate you calling in, doing what you do. Yo, B-Dub, this is the beaches I was telling you about right here. My man Fluke is deep, man.
Yeah, definitely.
What's up? Anything good?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. Yo, real talk, man. Yo, real talk. Like I said before, man, she going to be getting at you, man. If she ain't hit you up yet, trust me, yo. Like she said last night, man, she be checking niggas' resumes now.
Yeah, I will check your status. Trust.
definitely. That was up. That was that, man. This is what we're going to get ready to do. We're going to jump into a track right quick by my man Fluke. I'm going to hit with the brand new H's. I got my man Young C and Mr. Up in this thing. Real talk, it is a party on where they do that radio. Paying homage to my man Biggie all at the same time. Yo, I think I got the delegates out there as well. They're going to be checking in. Real talk, this is where they do that radio, man. If you ain't in the building, man, you better ask somebody. Real talk, you already know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Lucifer to the Jupiter, devil is a liar. I'm the one who walked through hell and set it on fire. The most high spot, the throne still clean. Energy for everlasting life. It's rock green.
What?
I give them what they need, need.
I give them what they need.
So let the music play, let the music play.
Put my shit up, man.
Let the music play,
let the music play.
Watch me get up, get up, get up. Get it on them. No toilet tissue, but I'm still shitting on them. Open your eyes, picture. Rolling on them. Them hoes never smoked a nigga this. Rolling on them. Big name Cali and the body was the same. Got it so high, I wanna hit the bitch again. Tell a friend I wanna hit the bitch again. Freaky that you can, now baby, let me pull my
one. I got what they want. I got what they want.
What they need.
I got what they need.
Let the music play. Let the music
play. Come on, shit.
Let the music play.
Let the music play.
Come
on, shit.
Rap too easy. I'm banging on you.
Banging on you.
Pull my dick out. Let it hang for the
hang for the
clack clack my balls across your jaw. She said I never been teabagged before. They say money is the motive, but when a nigga die, can't nothing go with me. And Lucifer's busy putting fantasies in your head. The season through the money and the pussy on the bed. And I'm a fucker and tell her I'm cool. But every strong man's downfall is a hole. Sometimes weak, like 7 days. Shorty is a freak, I beat it in seven ways. I am the dark in the light. So people with me, it's like fucking your life with a knife. Most high shall reign forever and ever. He put me at your head and not the tail of a
feather. I got what they want, want. I got what they want.
I need what they need, need.
I got what they need.
So let the music play, let the music play.
Come on, shit up.
Just let the music play,
let the music play. Come on, shit up.
Let the music play. Nigga, let the music play.
Talk, we got that brand new Young C, Mister. The track is called Trying to Get What We Deserve. Remember, you're hearing this live on where they do that radio.
Fuck the long night on the curb. Young nigga getting money, hope you getting get what I deserve. Fought the long nights on the curb. I'm a young nigga getting money, hope you get yours. I grind for my moolah. I'm on my rocket power shit, so awesome. Niggas slow chasing money, get lost. About to teach these boys the game,
I'm trying to coach hard. I deserve, fuck the long nights on the curb. Young nigga getting money, hope you getting yours.
I grind for my moolah, don't buy my LP coolah. My eyes and my rhymes, my whole vibe,
I'm trying to get what I deserve. Fuck the long nights on the curb.
Y'all know what it is.
And you know this. And you know,
man.
This. And you know,
real talk on where they do to that. That's that brand new Young C. That man, Mr. Letting everybody know they getting what they deserve. Real talk on where they do to that radio. Man, we having a real hot topic. We paying homage to one of the greats. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Biggie Smalls. Real talking. Yo, if you ain't heard of Biggie Smalls, man, yo, where have you been? Real talk on where they do that radio.
Almost 2 decades.
Exactly, man. So definitely we're finna check in with the fans, you know what I'm saying? Getting back into this more rotation, see what's up, seeing what's good. I'm finna see what's happening on where they do that at radio. Yo, caller number 8. Caller number 8. If the last 4 digits is 4218, you definitely locked into the building. Who we got checking in on where they do that at radio?
Yo, what up, man? You got 7 of the delegates checking in. What's good?
Hey, it's all good. It's always good when we got them delegates in the building, man. What's up? What's happening with you, man?
Hey, man, just checking out the show, man. This is a real topic right here, man. This is the one right here, J-Dog, man.
Definitely, man. Real talk, man. We got to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. So you already know the drill, man. Yo, we got to definitely find out from you. Yo, can you remember where you was at when you heard the news about Biggie, man?
Man, exactly where I was at, I don't know. I don't know exactly where I was at, man, but I know that my man's from, you know, one of my homeboys, High, you know, who used to be down with us. He's from Brownsville, you know, best out of that whole area. And, you know, he the one actually hit me up, you know, let me know what was going on, man. It was a sad day, man. I mean, he had just got over the, you know, the Pac thing. You know,
exactly.
I remember where I was at when Pac died. I was at school, and I was in high school when that happened. So that was a terrible thing. Then Big passed, man. It was like, man, what's next? You know, but
right.
I remember exactly where I was at, man. But both of those dudes had such a huge influence on life, man. It's just ridiculous, man.
Exactly.
I remember days I get out of school and just, you know, the whole day was riding around listening to Big and Pac. You know,
exactly.
just bumping the whole CD from beginning to end, you know?
I'm telling you, man.
Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. See, hip-hop is alive and well, and I really feel that, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's sad that it took those two coming and giving us life and giving us music and then leaving the way they left for us to really have hip-hop come back full circle. Because I think at the time where everything was popping off, you know, they had such a huge influence over the entire, you know, culture. And then when things popped the way it did, it really drew people in that never even listened to hip-hop. When, you know, I'm going to tell you one of the things I remember. There was niggas that never even listened to hip-hop. But when Pac died and when Biggie died, niggas became fans of not only the music but the entire culture. They fell in love with the culture, man. And so, you know, that's real, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that, yo, if you was around, you can, you know what I'm saying, definitely know what's up and what's happening, man. You was a part of all of that, man. You know, just like you said, man, yo, your whole day used to revolve around, you know, riding on both the niggas' CDs all day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man.
That was the business, man. That definitely
man,
was.
Man, Pac had me drinking Hennessy like it was the shit, you know what I'm saying? He had me... You know, had me. You know, we got to, you know, down some Hennessy before we go in the booth and do our thing. You know, I first started rapping. You know, it was just, man, it was such a big influence, and not even just on that end. You know, it was the whole emotional thing. You know, you had songs you can listen to, you know, to get your mind right. You know, influence you to do the right things. You know, also you had music when you was fired up, getting hype. You know, what you wanted to ride to. With Biggie,
exactly.
It was more of a swag type thing, you know what I'm saying? Biggie had the swag, the smooth thing going, you know, more metaphors, but Pac was more of a, you know, a real street dude, you know what I'm saying? It just gave both, you know, both parts of the game, man. It just influenced so much, man. It influenced me a lot, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, more shout out, you know, most props, you know, props to the whole Biggie, you know, Brooklyn is embedded in hip hop forever, regardless, you know. So
that's right.
You know, that whole New York thing is such a big influence. And me, you know, I'm from Mississippi, man. It was, you know, when I was really got into music, it was, you know, when Master P was really popping.
That's right.
My best friends was from the Bronx and Brooklyn. They used to clown me, like, I'm like, yo, you listen to that, son? I was like, yo, yeah, man. It's like, yeah, you get on this big, nigga, you know?
Exactly.
You know, got on that and was like, oh, okay, so you got to really say something now. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's just universal, man. It's just worldwide, man. Such an influence, man.
That's
you know,
right.
With Biggie, with Pac, you know, You Could Be Touched is a real joint off that Still I Rise.
Oh yeah.
Album.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He spoke the real on that, you know, young niggas in the wildlife, criminal mind, you know, of a juvenile still, you know, still living childlike, you know. That was real. That was real music right there. You know, he really spoke to a lot of people, man.
That's right. You know, and that's the thing, man. Music speaks to so many people so many different ways. It captures the emotion, it captures the culture, it captures what's going on right here, right now. And this is what the world, you know what I'm saying, what really drew people in was that for so long they were told this is how we live, this is how it's being done, but for them to hear it lyrically, to feel it and to be drawn into it, it just gave it life, man. And that's
oh,
what's
yeah.
up, man. That's what's so up.
Man, that's why I'm so big.
Yeah.
Say what?
From Ashy to Classy.
Hey, what? Hey, man, that's why I be so big on, we so big on lyrics, man. You know, you got to be saying something, man. You know, you can't just get out there and then just be dancing all the time, man. You know, no disrespect to anybody and how they get theirs, but, you know, the culture that I'm involved in, the people that I'm around, man, if I'm not saying nothing, man, they'll clown me all day. So,
exactly.
You know, I got to come correct, you know, plus I'm you know, I'm a leader, so people look at me, you know, however, whatever path I open up for people, you know, they gonna follow that. So I'm almost definitely set it ablaze and, you know, say some real things, you know. And when I rhyme, man, when I write, when we do our music, I don't even compare myself to these local cats. I don't compare myself to the dude around the corner and all that, you know. I'm really looking at, you know, how Jay come on this, you know. I'm on a track with him. I'm on a track with Easy. I'm on a track with, you know, so-and-so, you know. So
exactly.
The bar is always set high, man, always.
Exactly, and that's exactly what you got to do, man. Real talk, man. Yo, you definitely paved the way and definitely, you know what I'm saying, you definitely dropped some knowledge on these dudes, because real talk, man, this is what it's about, man. Where they do that radio is about the realness. Hip-hop has been brought back full circle. It's up to you guys. Every artist that's on Where They Do That Radio, it's up for you guys to pick up the ball where Biggie and Pac left off at and run with this shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up, because that's definitely where we need to be, man. So definitely, man, appreciate you definitely checking in. I ain't forgot about you. I got them delegates in the rotation. Last FM is in effect. We are on Dish Network Channel 3. You know what it is, yo. And also on Sirius Radio, so real talk. Yo, definitely call in, check in, get your shout-outs on. Before I let you go and jump into the next caller, man, what you want to let them folks know how they can get at them delegates, man?
Hey, man, y'all can get at us, man. You know, we on Facebook.com/delegates with the Z. You can hit us up on SoundCloud.com/delegates. You know, that's pretty much the biggest outlet. You know, it's links to YouTube from and downloads and everything from there, man. And, you know, shout out to what they do to that radio, V-Dub, was cracking. You know what I'm saying? We in this thing for the long run, man. Just holler at us, man. We always in the building, man.
Hey, now what's up? Yeah, y'all know what it is. Y'all got them deadly gets in the building. Yo, I think, matter of fact, a fitting joint. I'm finna drop. I'm gonna drop two of them on you. I'm gonna give you one from my man H's, and I'm gonna give you one from the man of the hour. You already know it is. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do to That Radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Delegates.
Yeah, cash is free to obtain. Money needs to be made. All the drugs, all the women, how do you get out this game? All the hate, all the love, all the pain. So many real niggas gone, so many still remain. A lot of niggas died chasing fame. His homies on the block pulled out liquor and said, this is for what's his name. His name was and still is. Because he affiliated with real niggas, his name still is. He never had the chance to say I'm famous, but his name is now. Everywhere they go, they hear his album tracks playing amazing. Thinking back where all of the days when he's gone, you miss him. So much wrong with good intentions, so much guidance, but he just wouldn't listen. He feared God, but believed the Bible contained fiction. He always had a smile, but was quick to have a hater missing. Just another real nigga gone, and you will never forget him. And we miss them. Some of the real ones that's gone, and we miss them. Some of the
real talk, yo,
miss them. But we gotta remain strong, cause we miss them. Now life must go on, see, we miss them. Some of the real ones that are gone, and we miss them. Up the realest of them all, see, we miss them. But we gotta remain strong when we'll recognize real life moves along. Calm but still your homie. He would ride or die and was quick to give a nigga that T.I. You don't know me, you know he was the coolest nigga around. The nigga who lived his life with his mom. But when times got hard, he got back on his grind. Went back to his roots, hustled on the stoop. If phone's knocking, big pop, give me the loot. He has it cocked and ready, but never had a reason to shoot. His brother gave it to him, said it was for defensive moves. Went to lose and told him that he could never take it to school. He followed those rules, and his brother followed them too. Together, they made a lot on the block. The product became profitable. Had mad credit cards, money became optional. Times got hard and days and nights seemed traumatical. As it became cancer, was his obstacle. And they ended his life in a hospital. That's another homie gone. To those who miss him, hold your head and we miss them. Some of the real ones that are gone and we miss them. Some of the realest of them all, we miss them. But we gotta remain strong cause we miss them. Now life must go on, we miss them. Some of the real ones that are gone and we miss them. Some of the realest of them all, see, we miss them. But we gotta remain strong when we'll recognize real life moves along. They say he's going the wrong way, but he said fuck what they all say. Putting me to rest, ask my mother, that's an all day. All night situation, one look into his eyes and you were his acquaintance. As a youngin', he showed patience. Went to school, they hated him, he sucked different. They didn't understand what to say to him all on his own. They kept away from him, didn't want to play with him. A bully gets too cut up and crushed away limping. Cause he was about his business, too gay to make time for bitches. And walking nothing logic was first time offenders. His mother was tremendous, father was a dentist. Sister and brother were both college attendants. You knew that he was real, but you never had a friendship. Ended his life before it had time to finish. A real nigga gone wrong, but still you miss him. Without him, life is so different. And we miss him. Some of the real ones that are gone, and we miss them. Some of the realest of them all, we miss them. But we gotta remain strong, cause we miss them. Now life must go on, see, we miss them. Some of the real ones that are gone, and we miss them. Some of the realest of them all, see, we miss them. But we gotta remain strong, when we'll recognize real life moves along.
Yo. Real talk, yo, that's real. We definitely miss him, yo, Biggie, always and forever. Y'all know what it is. That's my man, H's. Y'all know what it is.
Bad boy, man. Yeah. Good mom. Yeah.
Fuck. You got it going on.
You got it going on.
for mayor, the rat slayer, the hooker layer, motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, smack the bitch in the face, take her Gucci bag and a North Face off her back, jab her if she act, running with the money, oh, you got me mistaken, honey, I don't want to rape ya, I just want the paper, the visa, capisha, I'm out like the vapors, who's the one you call, Mr. Macho, the head honcho, twisted like Kumacho, I got so much style, I should be down with the stylistic, make up to break up, niggas need to wake up, smell the Indonesia, beat you to a seizure, then fuck your mom, kiss the skin to amnesia, she don't remember shit, just the two hits, her hitting the floor, and me hitting the clip, sucking on the tit, had to hook up begging for the dick, and your mom said, ugly love, my dick got rocked quick, I guess I was a combination of House of Pain and Bobby Brown, I was pumping around,
devil worshipping horses said human sacrifices, cannibalism, candles and exorcism, animals having sex with them, camels, mammals and rabbits, but I don't get into that, I kick a habit, I just beat you to death with weapons that eat you to flesh, and I never eat you unless the fucking meat looks fresh, I got a lion in my pocket, I'm lying, I got a nine in my pocket, and baby I'm just dying to die for me, ready for war, I'm ready for war, I got machetes and swords for any faggot that said he was wrong, I was heavy as yours, yeah you met me before. I just didn't have as hard to arsenal and weapons before. Marshall and Chef in the door. I lay your head on the floor with your body spread on the bedspread. Red on the wall, red on the ceiling, red on the floor. Get a new whore. Met on the second, wet on the third, then she's dead on the fourth. I'm dead wrong.
When I get dusted, I like to spread the blood like mustard. Busted, my hardcore rain leaves you rusted. Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless. Leave you toothless, you kip it, I flip it. Hands don't affect me, I hit them with the deck. G, disrespect me, my potency is deadly. I'm shooting babies, no ifs, ands, or maybes. Hit mummy in the tummy if the hooker plays a dummy. Slip the wrist a little stiff. After she sucked the dick, I stabbed her brother with the ice pick because he wanted me to fuck him from the back. But small don't get down like that. Found your father hiding in the room. Fucked him with the broom. Slid him down the back and threw salt in the wound. Who you think you're dealing with? Anybody stepping to my path is fucking stealing it. Hardcore, I got it sucked like a pussy. Savage to your gushy, so please don't push me. I'm using rubber so they won't trace the semen. The black demon got the little hooker screaming. Because you know I love it young, fresh and green. With no hand between, know what I mean?
Real sharp, y'all.
You big, you dead gone.
And you know this, and you know,
man.
This. And you know
real talk on where they do to that radio. We definitely feeling the vibe, yo. One of the greatest always will definitely remain. Yo, music makes you immortal. Real talk on where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these G's doing what they do. We're paying homage to Biggie. You know what I'm saying? One of
you're
the greatest. Hey, that's what's up, man.
A jam right there. You dead wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Real talk, man. I'm telling you, man. Yo, I'm telling you, man. These artists, man. Yo, real talk. Biggie, Pop. And all of the artists, for that matter, you know what I'm saying? That definitely paid away. Shouts out to, you know, Gangstar, you know what I'm saying? Yo, my man Camo, Camouflage, you know what I'm saying? 9-1 Dudes, you know what it is. Real talk, a lot of artists that have come and gone, man, have really paved the way for what we hear today. And all I'm saying is, man, you definitely got to recognize what's up and what's happening, man. So, yo, we're going to definitely keep it real. We're going to definitely keep it all the way 100. I'm going to go to the call lines right quick, see what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing where they doing it at. Because, yo, we want to know, can you remember? Can you remember when it all changed? That's real talk. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. Let me ring on the call line, see what's up, seeing what's happening. Yo, caller number 7.
Caller number 7, if you live on Where They Do To That Radio, and the last 4 digits is 7436, you definitely in the building, holding it down, doing what you do. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That At Radio? Yo.
Yo, 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 this is Jason out of Atlanta.
What's
up? Some Crush House All-Stars in the building.
Okay.
What's up, Tony?
What's up? We got my man Jay in the building. What's up with you, man?
Sitting at the truck stop, man, with Biggie shirt on. Been walking around with it all day, representing that Biggie Small, man. You know what it is.
That's what's
all
up.
All day long.
You already know. I already know, Jay, man. You can definitely remember way back when, man. What's up? What's happening? Yo, do you remember where you was at when you got the news about Biggie?
Man, when I heard Biggie died, man, I had just got up on a Sunday morning, and I think the first thing I did was call Vita, you know, call Vita up, and was talking to her about that, man, and, you know, it hurt me to my heart,
talking
man.
Talking about it ever since. We can't stop talking about it.
Right. You know, my thing is this, okay, everybody always talking about when they want to find out, you know, who's behind all this and everything, and I'm just going to go on and go on and stir it up right quick. You know,
okay.
For anybody that don't like what I'm saying, that's cool, but all I'm saying is, if my boy was a multimillionaire, got cars and videos and want to be the next Black James Bond and this, that, or the other, and you only putting out 10 grand for information to be a murder, come on,
okay.
Now. You should be on NBC Live with a blank check saying you can fill it in.
That's real. That's real. Though.
That's real,
you know what
talk.
Saying? That's real. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? That is definitely real talk because, yo, my man Jay is definitely making a valid point. You know what I'm saying? He's making a valid point.
If you,
you
got
know,
that much bread, that much connection, man, or whatever, you don't put no $10 on the table to tell me who killed my boy. Man, you write a blank check and say you can fill it in if you really want to know who did it.
That's right. That's real.
You know?
Oh, that's a valid point.
Yeah, exactly. That,
exactly.
You know, so really what my man Jay is saying is, you know, hey, we're starting to realize ever since it happened, 1997, for all y'all don't know, March 9th, 1997, you know what I'm saying, a little after 1 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, they got the official time, but after 1 a.m., you know, that's when the world got the news, and everything changed since then. And my man Jay is saying some valid shit, you know what I'm saying, yo. They still haven't filed. We still ain't got no final answer on anything that really done happened since then, which is I think is really a travesty. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
you know,
right.
And it's a travesty that they haven't, you know, come forward with any more information than what we got and what we feel in our heart really went down. But you know,
your boy Biggie came out and told all the big fellas that's clean and got swag that it's okay to be cool, it's okay to be big and have swag. You know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
If you know what I'm saying, if you know your whole swag, you know, gets you everywhere. If anybody out there don't believe that, then you fooling yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you believe in yourself, I mean, come on now, look, you know what I'm saying? Big wasn't the best looking guy out there, but he believed in himself.
That's right.
You know,
good point. Good point, Jay.
He felt like no matter who you are, if I want you, I'm gonna come after you straight up.
That's right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at some of the, you know, look at some of the women that he dealt with. You know what I'm saying? Biggie wasn't dealing with no slouches. You know what I'm saying? He
True.
Was dealing with some top notch ladies.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? So if you got your swag right, you believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything you want to, man. All you got to do is just put the effort forward, and it'll come full circle for you.
That's right. That's real. Definitely, man. Yo, like I say, one of the reasons why we love Biggie so much is, man, he kept it all the way 100, and he definitely worked his swag. He worked that mouthpiece, and he became bigger. Same way with Pac, you know what I'm saying? They became bigger than life. They became bigger than the industry. You know what I'm saying? So maybe this, I'm going to put it out there, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stir it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I get emails all the time, but I'm going to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a reason why we still haven't found the true people behind both of these murders. Maybe it's a reason they don't want us to know. Maybe it's some other shit that we already done figured out. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, with all the artists on Where They Do To That Radio, the ball is now in you guys' court. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, you are worldwide right now. We got 22 million strong that listen to this show every night, 8,000 nightly. And you know what I'm saying? And as you grow, as you become more popular, as you become more famous, watch how the microscope in the media portrays it. So use that to your advantage, but make sure you keep it all the way 100. So definitely, you know, we don't have to have another Pac and Biggie era where we lose a great just to realize really what the business is, man. That's real talk. That's definitely what's up. That's what's up. But, yo, Jay, I appreciate you calling in, man. Yo, I got you locked in. Who you want to send them shout-outs to, man? Because we got you, bro.
I just want to shout out all them, you know, we got a lot of people in the family, birthday coming up, you know, this month and next month, you know what I'm saying? Them Pisces, them Aries.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to definitely get together and throw some meat on the grill and barbecue and everything and do what we always do. So all them Crest House All-Stars out there, get ready because it's coming. So, you know what I'm saying? We might have to come to your neck of the woods, too, to do a little something with you, too. So it's all love, man. It's all love. That's all.
That's what's up. Real talk. We definitely want to have you in the building, man. So we're going to definitely see what's up, what's happening, man. You already know what it is. That's what's up.
I'm bouncing. I'm getting home.
All right. That what's up. Man. Okay. That what's up. Hold the line, man. Hold the line. Let's see what's up. See what's happening. See if we can squeeze one more in. See what's up. Real talk on where they do to that radio. If the last four digits of your number is 9277, you're definitely in the building. You're definitely holding it up. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Yo, what up, boy? This is Trig, man.
What's up with you, man? What's good with you, bro?
Everything good.
All right. Now, what's up? That's what's happening, man. You know, same question applies. I know you definitely got a lot of influence down there in your neck of the woods, man. Can you remember where you was at when you got the news about my man Biggie, man?
Yeah, man. It was, like my boy just said, it was maybe around, like, I think close to one or so or whatever. I was at the house chilling. And what happened, like, my partner's call, because, of course, we were avid listeners of Biggie and Pop as well. But that thing, man, it hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something else when you hear about somebody's death, but when you hear about somebody who's as legendary as he was, and
it
hits you like a spear, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy, but... I mean, the thing is that the great thing about the whole situation is that they left a legacy, and we are now still, yet to this day, listening to this man's music, and it's very, 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 very relevant. And it is also bringing, like, a new brand, a new vibe, a new type of swag for these up-and-coming rappers. You know what
I'm
saying? And the thing is about that is that they have to pay homage to what happened in the past. I mean, true indeed, there would never be nobody like Biggie or Pac or
that's
however.
Right.
But at the same time, it's that the trail that they blazed that made them or made or is making what the industry is now.
That's right.
To what it is, you know, and like you said earlier, man, it'll never die.
That's right. Hip-hop it never dies.
Never die.
Hip-hop will never die.
Never die.
Definitely,
and,
man.
Which
yo,
is a great thing, man.
I'm telling you, man, because, yo, like what I'm saying, with a lot of the artists here on Where They Do That Radio, what we hear worldwide and what we hear every night is living proof that, yo, the legacy is definitely living on, man. And you know what I'm saying? There's so much work yet to be done, and there's so much opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You can come into this day and be bigger than life, you know what I'm saying? And it's about touching people. It's about reaching people. It's about shedding light. You know what I'm saying? The truth of the matter is, 20, 30 years ago, no one would imagine that a hip-hop artist can have such an influence on what they have today. You know, you look at... You look at major sports, you look at media, 80% of the things you hear has an influence in hip-hop, some form of fashion. You go to a football game, a basketball game, even down to American pastime, which is baseball, you finna hear some hip-hop in it.
You go hear some hip-hop,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand this is the foundation that was laid. It's left up to all of us to take this and run with it in the direction that needs to be done. Because God gave us all the talent, man. You know what I'm saying? The ones that happen to just take the music side of it and run with it, yo, these are the ones that this legacy has been left to, man. So I'm definitely feeling you, man. But while I got you locked in, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate you definitely calling in, man. We want to send them shout-outs to, man.
Oh, man, you know who I'm giving a shout-out to. Savannah, Georgia all day. Thorough Entertainment, my boy Chase. The album's coming out this summer, really, really soon. appreciate you, J Dog. You doing your thing for me and everything.
Cool.
And really, basically, that's it. Oh, shouts out to House of Hawk, my other partner, Paul, and everything. Mm-hmm. And everything is everything, brother. And I appreciate you, man.
Hey, now what's up? Like I said, man, without you, it wouldn't be no us. So as long as you guys keep doing the real, we ain't going nowhere, man. So you already know what it is, man. Appreciate you definitely calling in and holding it down. You already know what it is.
Right.
Yo, definitely, like I said, like my man say, man, yo, Chase is definitely getting ready to definitely take the world by storm. We got a lot of brand new additions to where they do to that radio. Yo, B-Dub, you see what I'm saying, man? Time flies when you're having fun, man. Time flies when you're having fun. But, yo, real talk, like I say, man, what I want everybody to do, man, after tonight's broadcast, man, if you got any of that Biggie and that Pac out there, man, do me a favor, man. Give one time for my man, you know what I'm saying? Let him know what's up, what's happening. Because, yo, hip-hop is definitely around. It ain't going nowhere, and it's definitely doing what it do. Yo, V-Dub, before we jump off this thing, what you want to share with them listeners, man? Yo, V-Dub, you still there with me? Maybe you should take a small chronic break. It is what it is, but yo, this is how we're going to do it, man. I'm going to let everybody know real talk on where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these artists doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? Biggie will always live on forever, as well as like my man Pop, yo, because the music is here and it's here to stay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind on where they do to that radio. And remember, yo, it's the urban experience like never before. All you got to do is definitely just continue to tune in. Hit us up, 347-934-0318. But until tomorrow, y'all keep it safe, keep it true, keep it real. Yo, like my man say, going from ashy to classy, you already know what it is. Holla at your boy.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Kells, and I'm here with my main man, DJ Stucky. Y'all know who it is. Let's get it.
It's that dirty money.
DJ Stucky and Kells,
money.
Let's go.
Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn. Army fatigue, big fatigue, the enemy. Look, man, you wanna see me locked up, shot up. Mom crotched up over the casket, screaming bastard, crying. Know my friends is lying. I know who killed them, filled them with them Lugas from their Rugas or their desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant. Kinda quiet, watch my niggas bring the riot.
That dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song to you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. But another gun for you. And I would hide it in my helpless soul.
yourself.
The angels call like
Army fatigue.